7 o'clock, I'd like to call this meeting of the Summit Hill School Board to order. If you would all please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Can we have a roll call, please, Mr. Faber?
Ms. Murphy?
Here.
Mr. Martin?
Here.
Mrs. Martin?
Aye.
Mr. Faber here. Mr. Marin?
Here.
Mrs. Borgen is out with notice, and Mr. Leonard is not present.
He's out with notice.
Oh, he's out with notice, too. Yes. Okay. Never mind.
Provided that at the last meeting.
Oh, that's
okay. Moving through the agenda, we will start the evening with some recognition, and I will turn that over to Mrs. Raines, please.
Thank you. We will begin with those who excel. District 161 annually recognizes and honors colleagues who have made outstanding contributions to education. And the Those Who Excel program is one of those vehicles that we use for these recognitions. We have three nominees. Nominated for the administrator category was Leslie DeBoer. Nominated for the classroom teacher category was Annette Barron. And nominated for the student support personnel category was Audrey Fields. Tonight we'll share snippets of their nomination forms and formally congratulate each. Would Lisa Drenner please come forward to share the nomination for Mrs. DeBoer? The nominees get to sit. They don't have to stand up here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, please.
Yes. Thank you for coming, Lisa.
I nominated Leslie. Some of the questions they ask you when you fill out the nomination form is how have they influenced for excellence in our school and community, and I felt that Leslie has taken on the new position as an administrator this school year. She transitioned in the position with extreme ease. Leslie was a wealth of knowledge in the areas that she administrates, and if she doesn't know an answer to a question that's directed towards her, she researches until she can give the correct answer to the question, and she rises to any occasion, good or bad, and makes sure there is a positive end result. And I feel as a new secretary in this special ed realm that she has really helped me immensely, and I think she's a great asset to the community and to our district.
Thank you very much. You're well.
As well.
Would Dan Pearson please come forward to share the nomination of Mrs. Barron?
I'm not going to ask her to stand up.
No, not yet. Not yet. It's coming, though.
It is a privilege to announce the nomination of Mrs. Annette Barron as a teacher that excels. I'd like to thank her colleague as well, Susan Hartley, for completing the nomination. Mrs. Barron is described as going above and beyond in her academic instruction and lesson planning in order to meet the diverse needs of her students. She challenges students while keeping them highly engaged in the content. Although she is a veteran teacher, she continues to refine her practice and incorporate new strategies in her instruction. Colleagues recognize Mrs. Barron's instructional practice and voluntarily observe her teaching in order to get ideas and improve their practice. Mrs. Barron has a strong focus on writing in her classes and skillfully builds her students' skills in multiple areas of writing. Her teaching connects and further supports a variety of content areas. While Mrs. Barron has a strong focus on curriculum and instruction, she maintains a positive rapport with her students. Her classroom is a safe environment for student discussion where students do not worry about judgment. Her students thrive in the atmosphere she creates, and they know they can go to her for help, whether it's academic or social in nature. Outside the classroom, Mrs. Barron volunteers her time supporting students, staff, and parent organizations at open gyms, athletic contests, and music events. Mrs. Barron is a teacher who excels, and we are proud of her dedication to students, colleagues, and the school community.
Last but not least, Jason Isdonis please come forward to share the nomination of Audrey Fields? Not yet, Jason.
Good evening. Audrey Fields currently works as the occupational therapist for three schools in our district, Frankfort Square, Indian Trail, and Summit Hill Junior High. Although Audrey's days are packed from the minute she arrives to the minute she leaves, she never hesitates to provide her assistance to meet the physical or social-emotional needs of a child. As an occupational therapist, Audrey has a caseload of students she works with who have IEPs. For those students that Audrey does not provide direct services to, she offers her support to the staff and students through consultations, observations, suggestions, strategies, tools, and ideas ensuring student success throughout the day. Positive, passionate, dedicated, and knowledgeable are words which exemplify her character and describe her devotion to the field of occupational therapy and children. Here's one example of Audrey's dedication and how she goes above and beyond what is expected. On one specific occasion, Audrey was without her car for the day. She found out her ride was going to be late in picking her up from Summit Hill Junior High to take her to Frankfort Square for a scheduled eligibility meeting. So, Audrey ran in the rain from Summit Hill Junior High to Frankfort Square School while carrying her large tote bag. She didn't even have an umbrella. She did this to make sure she made it to the meeting on time, had the opportunity to present her information on the student, and meet with the family in person. Mrs. Fields' leadership, passion, and dedication also reach past the walls of our schools. She volunteers her time and expertise working with individuals with special needs at Gigi's Playhouse in Tinley Park and Parkview Christian Church in Orland Park. Audrey Fields is a gift to the world of education, and she should be acknowledged for her remarkable talent and dedication in improving the lives of children.
Now, Leslie, Annette, and Audrey, thank you for all you do. It's a great honor to be recognized by your colleagues, and I can think of no more deserving individuals. Would you please come forward and receive personal congratulations from the Board of Education?
Congratulations.
Thank you so much for
having
me.
So do you have flats on
that day?
Mm-hmm.
Just
I know.
Thank you, Audrey.
Thank you.
Thank you, Annette. As always.
So thank you very much. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
More congratulations to be had if you just make your way around. So, Audrey, how much time did it take you to run from one building to another? I'm kind of wondering if you... In the rain?
She lettered in track.
There you go.
I will recreate that feat, and once the ambulance picks me up, I bet my time improves. So thank you very much, everyone, for all that you do.
Second, we will recognize the Arbory Hills PE program for receiving the Blue Ribbon Award from IAFERD. Would Mrs. Dusick and Mr. Tadla please come forward to share your journey and then receive congratulations from the Board of Education. As well.
I just quickly wanted to introduce IAFERD. This is the organization that our PE folks belong to. It's the Illinois Association for Health, Physical Education, Recreation, and Dance. And the purpose of this Blue Ribbon program, first of all, it's voluntary. Mrs. Dusick and Mr. Tadla voluntarily participated to be recognized for their excellent physical education and health program. So tonight we congratulate Lori Dusick and Matt Tadler for their hard work and dedication this year in teaching physical education to the students at Arbory Hills School. Mrs. Dusick is going to give you a little more detail as to what it entails to become a Blue Ribbon school.
Okay, luckily I received the official letter today, so I didn't have to come up with my own speech, but just to give you a little more on the Illinois Association of Health, Physical Education, Recreation, and Dance, known to us as IAFER. So when I say that, that's what it means. I don't have to keep on saying it over and over. In order to fulfill the criteria for Blue Ribbon, to how to do was align your standards to the new enhanced PE standards. So we did a new format over the summer for the curriculum. We formulated our assessments to the new enhanced standards, and we also did the homework assignments for the students to the new standards. So it took us about 4 weeks, 6 hours a day, till we got it all done. And then we had to submit it to the program, plus fill out a self-assessment of the program, a checklist, send 2 flash drives of pictures and activities and the gym and everything, along with the standards and everything on that, those 2 flash drives. And then they look through the criteria to see if we met the first stage to get a committee to come and stay for a whole day at the school and evaluate everything, where they interviewed our administrators, they interviewed students, and they also interviewed parents. After that, then we received the letter saying we received the award. So I will read this to you. It says, congratulations, your school has been chosen to receive the 2017 Blue Ribbon Program Award for Outstanding Physical Education Program by the Illinois Association of Health, Physical Education, Recreation, and Dance. The Blue Ribbon Committee voted to accept the recommended based upon your program exemplary quality and commitment to the state and national standards in physical education. The recognition period is for a program awarded to Blue Ribbon status will be for 5 years from the date of recognition. As recipient of this award, your school and staff will be a model of excellence in the state and provide encouragement for all schools in their pursuits to develop rigorous and effective physical education programs. Each award-winning Blue Ribbon program will be awarded a banner and a plaque appropriate for hanging in the gymnasium or school, recognized at an appropriate school function with a representative from IAFER. You'll be recognized at the IAFER convention in November 2017. You'll be forwarded to appropriate person at the State Board of Education as a program for best practices. So this award is very exciting, not only because you met the criteria, because you historically, you will be recognized as an elite group of schools and educators in the state of Illinois. This means you will help set a tone for future physical education in the state. You should be very proud of your program, and we thank you for all your efforts you have made to share it with us. There you go.
Thank you. Awesome.
So it is like receiving an Academy Award for an athlete.
Thank you.
Very much.
Thank you very much.
Great job. That's a lot of work to do for that.
Good job. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Matt.
Oh, yeah. Poor Mr. Leonard's missing out.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
I remember. Next on the list is our Wall of Gratitude honorees for the month of April. 86 people. All right. If you're, this is for going above and beyond. Remember, I'm saying them, not Mr. Marin. So I'll pronounce them a little, little better.
Here's your name.
Yes. This is for people who go above and beyond the call of duty, and they are recognized by their colleagues. And we begin with, please stand when your name is read, and then when all names are read, please come forward to receive congratulations from our Board of Education. We start with Arbory Hills School, Missy Alio, Nicole Druktenis, Chris Hudziak, Laura Canan, John Snipes, Sue Stackler, Jennifer Lynch, and Diana Wagner. From District Office, Lisa Drenner, Sandy Fitzpatrick, Carol Grant, Tammy Miller, me, Doug Barbarin. It's hard to read your own name, you know. Doug Wiley, Terry Witt, Karen Deal, Mary Ellen Graff, Leslie DeBoer. From Dr. Julian Roga School, Lynn Barnes, Francie Boss, Christine Bowen, Emily Carey, Joyce Chakos, Judy Chattis, Stephanie Daly, Sandra Ellis, Joy Gallivan, Joelle Gary, Caitlin Hunkler, Kathy Kluge, Pam Maynard, Katie Metcher, Megan Mefford, Ashley Pickens, Mike Ruffalo, Tara Russell, Tracy Shimke, Amy Thornmeyer, Wendy Webster, Kim Zilka. From Frankfurt Square School, Christina Doherty, Kim Zilka, Anita Brown, Kelly Collins, Megan Cullen, Audrey Fields, Jessica Howard, Lisa Hyde, Jason Isdonis, Robert Jeffrey, Kathy McNeil, Tina Prorock, Jody Reyes, and Amanda Sabo. From Indian Trail, Lisa Cisneros, Lauren Clough, Mary Alice McLean, Katie McGrath, Patsy Pfeiffer, Maggie Reese, Lucy Rios, and Dana Wright. From Summit Hill Junior High, Annette Barron, Colin Bradley, Liz Braun, Scott Cancelosi, Ken Cronin, Michael Deutscher, Stephen Evenhaus, Katherine Hopkins, Anna King, Molly Marshall, Mike McDonald, Laura Maher, Amanda Park, Dan Pearson, Sarah Putz, Susan Quilanton, Roxanne Rogers, Scott Smalter, Patrick Sullivan, Christina Turek, and Agnes Soch. And last but not least, Walker School, Tara Boudreau, Maura Carroll, Jason Collins, and Laura Goble. Would you please come forward to receive congratulations from the Board of Education?
Congratulations, John.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
John, thank you.
Thanks for everything.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations, Jason.
Thank you, Jason. Thank you.
And finally, we have a special recognition tonight for two staff members who have far exceeded going above and beyond. And for this presentation, I would ask Ms. Goble to please come forward.
We had a student situation the other day that was brought to my attention, and between Laura and I, we felt that, you know, it was something that needed a little bit more honorable mention tonight. So that's what Laura's just going to give you, a little student situation on two staff members that did go above and beyond the call of duty.
We actually we had a student who was just out of his element and was having a hard day, was struggling, but there were a few teachers and a few paraprofessionals and one specific nurse that really stepped up and called the parent and actually was able to inform them of their worries, and the parent followed up with a doctor the next day. And if it wasn't for them, I don't think the parent would have followed up and we could have had something catastrophic. So it was really great. I wanted to thank my nurse, Rose, as well as my paraprofessional, Miss Amanda Talty, for making that quick decision to call home and make sure that they were aware that they just thought something wasn't right. So they couldn't be here tonight. They wrote something for me, and I wanted to share it. This is from Nurse Rose. It says, "When I was going to school for nursing, my best friend's mother, who has been a nurse for many years, said, 'It's a very thankless job.' Hearing that did not discourage me. I did not go into nursing to get praised. I became a nurse because I really love taking care of people. With that being said, when someone does say thank you or appreciates my work, it really does touch my heart. But we cannot truly succeed without the teamwork and communication with all of our wonderful coworkers. I'm sorry I couldn't make it tonight, but I do feel honored and thankful to you all. What we did for ourselves dies with us. What we do for others and the world remains and is immortal," by Albert Pine. So that was
very nice
from the nurse. This is from Miss Amanda Talty. She's had the pleasure of working with the student for several years now, and she's gotten to know him very well. He is a kind-hearted, fun-loving student who makes going to work every day very enjoyable. He does have the best sense of humor and makes her laugh all day long. She feels honored to have worked with him for the past couple years and know that he's going to have a successful future. She says, unfortunately, she's unable to attend because she does have another job, but she appreciates so much for being recognized. It was a team effort, and she was so happy to be able to help catch this in time. So thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it was great.
Thank you very much.
And that completes the recognition.
So we will take just a one-minute break before we jump into the fun of the consent agenda and move on from there. In case anyone would like to sneak out, having gone through the recognition portion of the program, you are, of course, welcome to stay for the meeting. But if you want to jump out, we'll give you just a minute to do so. Thank you very much for anyone who came out. Really appreciate it. And thank you to everyone who was recognized tonight.
Jason's leaving.
What'd you say?
I guess Jason's leaving.
No one ever said he was there.
Okay. Moving on, freedom of information requests, we have none at this time. Public comments, we have no one listed at this time. Letters and communications are in the back of your board books. Under four, action item, we move to the consent agenda. It starts on page 12 of your board book. So at this time, can I have a motion that the Board of Education approve the consent agenda for this meeting as presented, including regular session meeting minutes of April 26, 2017, 4A1B special meeting minutes of May 8, 2017, 4A2 approval of bills list of May 10, 2017, 4A3 approval of resignation of staff, Lisa Blakenbuehler, paraprofessional effective April 27, 2017, Christina Turek, paraprofessional effective June 2, 2017, approval of family and medical leave for employee 1838, approval of employment of staff, including Holly Dominic, art teacher at Walker School for the 2017-18 school year, Ashley Pickens, TIP teacher at Dr. Julian Rogas School for the 2017-18 school year, Angela Carlson, ESY teacher, Charmaine Hall, ESY teacher, or I'm sorry, ESY speech pathologist, and Anita Franklin, ESY paraprofessional.
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any questions or comments? The only comment I had is I did send a note back and asked that the meeting minutes for our last regular meeting be updated to show there was no voice vote for the president, secretary, or vice president. The original document showed there was a voice vote and there was none, so I just had that taken off, but it is, the document is correct in front of you. So anything else? We have a roll call vote, please. Mr. Faber.
Ms. Murphy.
Aye.
Mr. Martin.
Aye.
Mrs. Martin.
Aye.
Mr. Faber. Aye. Mr. Marin.
Aye. And the motion carries. Moving down to old business, we have the appointment of board members, and I am going to read off the appointments that I have based on feedback that I received from board members. We will leave this open, subject to getting positive approval from Mr. Leonard and Mrs. Borgans once they get this, as I did not share it in advance with them, so I just want to get confirmation from them. I have a number of items here, so I will just run through those. As we discussed at our last regular meeting for 8:43, I am going to take the position of liaison and have Mr. Faber back me up. For the Frankfort Township meetings, Ms. Murphy, if you would be willing to do that, and Mr. Martin act as backup for that.
I'd be fine with that.
for chef. Mrs. Martin, if you would continue in that role, and Mrs. Murphy, or I'm sorry, Ms. Murphy, if you would act as a backup for that, for chef. For the IASB Governance Board, Mrs. Borgens will act as the representative, and I am positive she will take that. I'll act as her backup, but not have to do anything. For the Three Rivers group, Mr. Faber, if you would act as our contact for that, and I'll act as the backup for that also. For the Policy Committee, this consists of three members and one backup. I'm going to ask Mrs. Borgens to chair that committee. Mr. Faber, if you would join her on that committee, and Mrs. Martin, if you would join her on that committee. That one meets probably four times a year, at least, to go through the press updates. I'll act as a backup if there's someone who can't make those, but they usually have some flexibility to the dates. Parent-teacher, Mr. Leonard performed in this role with Mrs. Borgens as his backup, so we'll stay there with those two. The para group, Mr. Martin, would you mind taking the lead on that one?
Sure.
I thought you'd have experience on both sides of that coin and could probably assist there. And then Mr. Leonard, if he can supply backup, also being in the education world, to supply support there. I did not get a lot of feedback on the superintendent advisory committees, but I did have a discussion with Mrs. Raines. I'm going to do assignments for the four superintendent advisory committees, but you can work with Mrs. Raines to see who's going to need to be in attendance. We just wanted to have somebody as record for those.
Oh, in case it's needed.
Right, right. And we had, and you were a driver of this, Mr. Faber, in with that group that you were working with, the building and HR group. I know that you had a lot of involvement there, mm-hmm. more than I really had with group one, where we wanted parent input more than anything. So there may be more need in some groups, and we just want to make sure that we end up in a situation where we have a contact so that if there is a need to reach out. So staying with student achievement, which is group one, I will continue to be the rep there, and I'll ask Mr. Leonard to back me up. Safety, which is group two, and that's a loose categorization of group two. I asked Mrs. Borgens to stay with that, and Ms. Murphy, if you would back her up on that one. Communication, Mrs. Martin, if you would take that one. I'll back you up on that one. We just had eight spots and only seven board members. And then finance, building, and HR, Mr. Faber, if you'd continue on in that role, and Mr. Martin, if you would back him up there.
Very good.
So if there's any problems with those, let me know. Otherwise, we'll put those in the minutes and consider mm-hmm. those final. I'll talk to when we share the minutes with Mrs. Borgens and Mr. Leonard. We'll see if there's any problems and readdress it as necessary. Okay. That takes care of old business. And moving on to new business, this starts on page 38 of your board book. We start with the job descriptions, and the motion is on page 38. So can I have a motion that the Board of Education approve the certified job descriptions as listed in Attachment A?
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Did anyone have questions or comments on those? Okay. I had a couple of items that I would like to suggest an amendment on. I typed them up very quickly just so you could have something in front of you. I'm sorry? Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Thank you.
There's a ton of them. This all has to do with the headers and role titles. That's really all this involves. The first amendment that I would propose is changing the assistant principal large elementary building to be assistant principal grade preschool through four buildings. Elementary school principal grade K through 6 buildings, I would amend to be school principal grade preschool through 6 buildings. Junior high school principal, amend to be school principal grade 7 through 8 buildings. And elementary classroom teacher, I would amend to say classroom teacher grades preschool to grade 8. The reason for the suggested amendment is the overuse of the word elementary, and it meant different things. Sometimes we used elementary to refer to the four K through four schools. We also missed preschool, which we know we have at Rogus. Mm-hmm. And other times, like elementary classroom teacher, that was referring to preschool through 8. And so if you didn't have them all together, it was just a little difficult to sort that out. So this makes no substantial changes, only changes to the titles. So I would propose that as an amendment to the motion that we approve the certified job descriptions as listed in Attachment A and amended in the amended job description heading titles that I provided May 10th, 2017.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, the amended motion has been made and seconded. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Ms. Murphy.
Aye.
Mr. Martin.
Aye.
Mrs. Martin.
Aye.
Mr. Faber. Aye. Mr. Marin.
Aye. And the motion carries. Moving on to page 69 in your board book. Can I have a motion that the board grant the request of employee 1943 for the extension of child care leave, which began November 21st, 2017, to now extend through the 2017-2018 school year, and under the customary conditions and with the provision that the employee 1943 not take employment in a public or private school during the length of the family medical care leave extension?
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. This is in accordance with one of our contract terms. It is at board discretion, but this is covered in the collective bargaining agreement. Any other questions or comments? Can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Ms. Murphy.
Aye.
Mr. Martin.
Aye.
Mrs. Martin.
Aye.
Mr. Faber. Aye. Mr. Marin.
Aye. And the motion carries. Moving on for president's comments, had a chance to see the junior high musical review, which was a fantastic review of the last 10 year of reviews. So there were a tremendous number of kids, a number of songs that were done. The kids do the emceeing, they run the lights, they run the curtain, they run the sound. The children do everything other than conduct the pit band, which is actually a live band. For 7th and 8th grade students, it's a phenomenal production that they put on in short order, and I thought that it was absolutely fabulous. I did enjoy that very much. And I believe I also had a chance to see our Scholastic Bowl team compete in the sectionals. And they competed well. They will not be moving on to state. They faced a very, very formidable team from Hickory Creek, which their Hickory Creek team performed extremely well. But the students enjoyed it, performed very well, and represented our schools extremely well. So I was very, very happy to attend that also. Okay, moving on to superintendent and staff reports. This starts on page 71 of your board book.
We'll start with the enrollment report. We currently have 3,037 regular ed and special ed students in District 161 classrooms, plus 50 EC pre-K students, for a total of 3,087 students. In terms of kindergarten registration, we have 159 completed registration forms, including payment. There are 16 still in the pool for a potential total right now of 175 kindergarten students. In terms of the re-registration, we now have a total of 1,535 students who have completed the process for the 17-18 school year. The next item is a preview of the May 26th Teacher Institute Staff Recognition Program. The details of the day are included in your board book, but I'd like to point out that please join us at 11:15 on May 26th for our annual staff recognition luncheon and program. You can help us in terms of recognizing the 5 retirees and the numerous service award honorees, and also help with the shaking of the hands and the honoring of the gifts. So we'd appreciate, let us know if you could please make it, and we will make sure that we include you in the program. Lunch is served at 11:15, okay? And then last but not least, we have what we are calling our building operation reports. These will be in every board book. The reports are basically accountability measures focused on results. There's a draft version in your current board book. Again, it'll be there as we move throughout the end of this school year and the next school year. Gives you an idea of what is in progress, the amount of progress being made, and the anticipated timelines for the projects and deadlines. So, and if you ever have any questions on anything, please don't hesitate to let us know, and we will be happy to answer your questions.
Quickly, based on the draft of this that I believe was sent out Friday?
Friday, yes.
I responded with a suggestion, two suggestions actually, one being that we add the anticipated completion date, mm-hmm. and the second one be that for the status to include a color of red, green, or yellow. The reason being, if you look at the first report, which talks about operations transportation report, the first item says it's 10% completed, but I don't know if that's good or bad.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So if we have a date, and then if it's green, it would indicate that it's on schedule. Yellow would be that it's slightly off schedule, but it's believed that you'll recover and finish on time. And red would be there's a risk of missing the deadline. So it's the standard.
I just said I was going to bring it up tonight.
Right. Sometimes we put buttons on there and color them. But it's just so when you look at the report, you can obviously give more scrutiny to red items because those would be the ones that are in danger mm-hmm. of missing a deadline. So this is a draft, I believe. If anyone else has other comments, you can email them to Mrs.
Absolutely.
Raines. And
absolutely.
They'll try to incorporate them going forward.
And we're just getting a head start on the transition piece so that we have something in place as of July 1st when the actual gentlemen take on the new positions. And that concludes the report.
I'm wondering, Rich, sorry.
It's okay.
Do we want to have an issue or a comment section where if the issues, if the item's in red, there's a reason why? I think that would be a good idea, too.
Just to add a comment column, you mean?
A comment column?
Yeah.
Yeah, or a requirement that somehow we get an understanding of why the thing is behind schedule. Because, I mean, it could be whatever, no right. fault of anyone's. But it would be good to know if it's, you know, if you're waiting on a vendor mm-hmm. and it's red, it's different than something's not happening for whatever other reason.
And on this right now, the yellow is denotes an update. Maybe if we just bolded whatever is being updated for that
right.
that time.
Oh, actually, Mr. Martin, we were looking at these the actual, like the projects underneath this particular one for the junior high scheduling.
Mm-hmm.
If there would be an update on it for the next board book, perhaps that line would be highlighted, so you just go
right.
to the highlights.
Right.
Yeah. Thank
That'd
you.
Great.
Yes.
Okay. We have no closed session items for today.
We do not.
So we will have no closed session with the meeting. Okay. So we will move on to information and questions from board members. Mrs. Martin?
Oh, I just want to thank all of the teachers because I know how hard they work. You too, Leslie, I know. I really appreciate working on the board in this district because I see how hard everybody, and they're all the team, they all work together.
Just great to see the people that I've known over the years. I always knew them to do great jobs, and it's just nice to see them recognized here at the end of the year, too. So, and I know there's plenty of others out there that just work really hard. So just great to see them recognized.
Wondering if Mr. Pearson, I read in the newspaper that some kids were going to state for science fair. Did they already go? Or
yes, they will be recognized at the next board meeting. It was just last weekend, so
okay.
Kind of sure.
I just wasn't sure if it was happening yet.
Okay. Yeah, we'll be at the next board meeting.
Good.
Hopefully some track stars too.
Oh, good.
Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Anything, Mr. Faber?
I have nothing.
All right. Public comments? Got no public comments. Future meeting dates, May 24th, 2017, and June 14th, 2017, will be our regular board meetings. They'll be here at the Mary Drew Administrative Center at 7 p.m. As a note for future meetings, there will be a special meeting of the District 843 Board taking place tomorrow at Pioneer Grove at 7 p.m. And that is all we have. So if I can have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, all those in favor acknowledge by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? And we are adjourned. Thank you.
All right.